since 2005. You're listening to Gamertag Radio with your hosts, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
Welcome to Gamertag Radio, episode 1185. This is your host, Danny Pena. And also, for this special episode, I have the one and only from Throwdown Show, and also journalist, content creator. He's done a lot of things, and hopefully he can start doing writing books and everything in the future, man. We'll see. But, you know, it's the man himself, Tony Polanco here, man. Tony, how you doing, man?
I'm great, Danny, back on GTR, my first podcast of 2022, so I feel very, very honored to be with you, man. And, you know, like you said, we've both been having really good 2021, so hopefully this year will be even better for not just us, but everybody that's listening right now.
Hell yeah, hell yeah. And, you know, for a lot of people don't know this, but, you know, I just recently purchased a PC a couple weeks ago. And I've been, you know, been playing, you know, some Xbox games, some PC games on Steam and Epic, and also Origin PC, right? Yeah, from EA.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to have a conversation about that because, you know, I could talk about my experience. And we also can talk about God of War for the PC, which is coming out in a couple of days. And I think this will be a great conversation about that, right? Right, Tony?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And this will give me my excuse to actually talk about it because, you know, Danny and I, we've been playing the game, right? You know, behind the scenes. Obviously, this is recorded way before the embargo. And it's like, we got to talk about this game because it is something else on PC.
Yeah, yeah. No, definitely, definitely. All right, everyone, before we start our conversation, head over to GamertagRadio.com, post your comments and feedback. Also, you can find us on any podcast app. Just search for Gamertag Radio. Make sure to post a review and share the content. It will help us out. Follow us, subscribe. It will also help us to climb the top of the charts. Also, if you're on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, make sure right now, take your time. It only takes a couple seconds. Go and review the show. Spotify just recently added a new review system where you could go, if you listen to the show, you could rate up to like 5 stars and everything. So we need your support. Go right now. It just takes a couple seconds and it will help us out a lot. Also, if you'd like to be part of our family discussion, been a while. If you would like to be part of our family discussion, here's how you could contact us.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, Tony. So, God of War for the PC. And I'm also playing a lot of Horizon Zero Dawn for the PC, which came out for the PlayStation 4. And I'm actually, Tony, playing this using my Xbox Halo Elite controller while playing both games. And it's been an amazing experience. Look, I'm not the mouse and keyboard type of guy. I prefer to just play controller. And I tried a mouse and keyboard. It's just not for me. I know a lot of people are into that stuff. But have you played these games using the mouse and keyboard? Or are you more of a controller guy?
I'm a controller guy full through, man. Like the only one, I mean, yeah, one of the main reasons I got into PC gaming is because I was able to replicate the console experience. You know what I'm saying? I have my PC right next to my television. I don't play on my monitor. I like to play on my television, especially now that I got the LG CX. It's like perfect for gaming. And I got my controller. I keep it plugged in, you know, even though I do have the option of doing wireless, and it just feels great. I can play mouse and keyboard if I have to. Like I've, you know, like you've had those E3 appointments where you have no choice but to do that. But if I'm playing gaming for myself, I'm going to play with a controller. That's just the way I am. Obviously, I'm not knocking mouse and keyboard. That suits you fine. Even though I do think that for these type of games, God of War and Horizon Zero Dawn, it's better with a controller because they're, you know, action-adventure games that require a little bit more. Like, if you're playing an FPS game, yeah, mouse and keyboard, that's fantastic. If you're playing MMO, mouse and keyboard, that's great. But I think for these games specifically, controller. And speaking about controllers, you're talking about you're using the Halo controller, right? I've been using the Forza Horizon controller to play God of War, which is a trip, you know. You know what it is, though? It's kind of weird for me. It's like, even though I have played with the DualSense controller on my PC and it's fine, I don't know, something with me is like, I need to use an Xbox controller on PC. It just feels right for some reason, you know? So, but it has been interesting playing God of War, and instead of like commands like circle or square, it's like A and B or yeah, whatever, yeah. You know? It's a trip.
Yeah. Do you see yourself just trying it out with the PlayStation controllers too, or are you just going to stick with the Forza controller that you have there at home?
Yeah, for now, I'm going to stick with the Forza because I've already beaten half the game and I've been going back and forth between the controllers. And I can report that DualSense is perfectly fine to use. No problems whatsoever. I know you could install some drivers that help the controller like work better with your PC, but I haven't needed it, man. It's worked fine. But like I said, I'm just so used to using an Xbox controller that I've just stuck with it. But if you want to use the DualSense, that's the one I recommend. You're good to go. It's going to feel exactly like you're playing it on PlayStation 5.
Now, my question to you, do you connect your controller directly or you play this Bluetooth connection? Because I have a thing to say about that. Go ahead.
Yeah. If you want. Keeping it real. Okay. With the DualSense controller, I've had some issues with the Bluetooth. Like it kind of cuts off sometimes. So mm-hmm. You get plugged in. Xbox, I don't use Bluetooth. I use a dongle. I was just about to use the visual play aid. This is a podcast, but I use this dongle, right? And you can purchase and it's fine. But yeah, I've had issues with Bluetooth. So I don't know if you have too, Danny, but that's why I keep plugged in. I specifically bought a cable for a 6-foot long cable so I could play it with ease because the Bluetooth is kind of spotty.
Yeah, you know what? I've been having issues. Like it runs smooth and sometimes I see my character just running around swinging. I'm like, whoa, I haven't done anything. It's because something with the Bluetooth, I don't know. I don't have issues with that with the console, but just with the PC,
yeah.
I prefer to just have it connected directly. I mean, people usually do that with the mouse and keyboard to have everything connected or, you know, they'll play wirelessly. But for me, I prefer having it connected directly to the PC, you know. But
yeah, that's an interesting problem. The one I had was like, it would just be like, your controller's not plugged in. And that stops the game completely. I'm like, what are you talking about? The controller's right here.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
I've actually had that happen now that you mention it. It has happened to me with both controllers, both Xbox and PlayStation. So that's why I just keep it plugged in. It's simple that way. And, you know, it reduces latency to begin with. So, you know, I would recommend that you keep your controller plugged in if you're playing on PC.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's the main thing for me is just playing like that. But I have to say this, man, as a person that, you know, I played God of War when it came out for the PlayStation 4. Amazing game, by the way. It's a classic. Here, yeah. But I'm happy to see not only Microsoft, but also PlayStation releasing all these awesome, awesome games to the PC. Because there's, you know, even though it's an older game, I think it's important to release these games to the PC and let that crowd that have never had an experience to play these games on the PS4, maybe this will convince them to buy a PS5 once the next game comes out, like the next Horizon, next God of War. I think that's a genius move from PlayStation. And look, this is my first time playing a Horizon, and it's been an awesome experience. Like, I really, really enjoy the game. The game is phenomenal. And, you know, I decided to skip that game when it came out on the PS4 because I'm like, yeah, you know what? I'll just wait for PS5 to come out, probably play it through there. But I've been playing some other games that I just completely forgot about it. And now that part 2 is coming up in less than a month, I'm you know, I'm playing like now like 7 hours now of that game on the PC. And once part 2 comes out on the PS5, I'm definitely gonna buy that right away, man. And the same thing with God of War. I think there's going to be a lot of people like that too, man. That this is like their first time playing these games. And maybe this will convince them to be a fan of PlayStation, right?
Yeah, I mean, you touched on it right there. I'm just going to just expand on it. That's exactly why I think this is happening, right? Think about the timing of these games, specifically God of War. It's not a coincidence, right? Like, for example, I had the intention of just playing this God of War just a couple of hours just for a write-up. And I'm like, hold on. The new God of War is coming out this year. Let me finish this, refresh my memory, and get into it, right? So that's for a person like me. But like for someone like you with Horizon, it's like, okay, you want to play this game. And now, even though you said you waited for Horizon, right? You know, the first time around, you said you're not going to wait for the second one. As soon as it comes out, you're playing it.
Yeah.
And I think that's Sony's strategy. They're putting these older games, PS4 games specifically, on PC to get, you know, not every PC gamer. I think you and I discussed this off air a while ago, but they will get a good amount of PC players to be like, you know what? I want that PlayStation, man. I want to get this game. I enjoyed this one so much. I want the sequel. granted, you know, you have to deal with the supply shortages and all that, but I think that's part of the plan. They want PC users to get a PlayStation, and I think it's a fantastic way of doing it. Or, you know, again, because it was always about options, right? Or you could just be like, I'll wait until this game comes out on, you know, Horizon Forbidden West comes out on PC, because that's going to happen eventually.
That's going to happen.
Well,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So either way, you know, Sony wins, you know, because, and that's the other thing, you know, this kind of related to Xbox, is people be like, oh, you know, I don't care about Xbox. I'll play those games on PC. You're still supporting Microsoft.
Yeah.
You know?
Either
same
way,
thing with PlayStation. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So same thing with this, right? Oh, I don't want to play games. I'll play it on my PC. You're still supporting Sony. So, you know, either way you win, but yeah, but just circling back around. Yeah, I agree. This is a great marketing tool. And, you know, and other thing kind of related, game preservation, right? It's a thing that, you know, it's hard to play older games on PC. You have access to decades and decades and decades of games, right? Now, these games, you'll be able to play them like 20, 30 years from now on PC, you know? So I think that's a good thing for game preservation, because Sony, you know, it's not like Microsoft where they have like Xbox Game Pass and, you know, access to all these backwards compatible games. Sony's still working on that. I know they have something similar coming. So having their games on PC is a good stepping stone to ensure that their games will have like a longer lifespan beyond just being like relegated to being on a single console.
Yeah. And one thing we forgot to mention too, Tony, is if there's people that can't find a PS5, they technically can still play this game on the PS4, because this is compatible for the PS4 and PS5. So either way, it's going to be a win for Sony. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I know you're not a huge fan of games that's multi-plat like that, cross-gen. Yeah. Are you okay with this? With this game?
Yeah, just fine, because this is like older. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm like, you know, because we talk about this on the show on Gamertag Radio. I'm not the biggest fan of like when a new console comes out and you have the older games coming out at the same time on the older systems. But 3 years later, sure, why not? Go for it. You know, and this game is still kind of new, so I'm not against that. I'm not against cross platform stuff. I just don't like it on the same day, because it's like, why did I buy this new console if I could play the games on the older joints? You know,
but Tony,
that's a little bit of a different conversation. But that's just my general feeling. You know,
the thing with this, Tony, is God of War and also Horizon, they're technically going to come out on both PlayStation 4 and PS5. This is not a only next-gen games.
Yeah, I know. It's still happening. You know, it's not. We're not done with this yet, unfortunately. Again, that's a whole other story.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. But I honestly think that's fine, man, because, think about it, man. It's been now a couple of years that the PS5 came out, and you can still find that console. So there's going to be people that they're going to miss out, and instead of waiting, might as well just buy it for the PS4, man. You know what I'm saying? I think that's smart. I think that's smart for Sony. And I think things are going to change later in the future once the console is going to be available. You know what I'm saying? So, enough of that.
Just to go on that, you know, just real quick on that. Yeah. And this is why I can't say my feelings are that strong about it, because like you said, this is a different situation. Right? This is not the PS3, PS4 era where it's like, yo, there's PS4. Just buy it on PS4. Why are you waiting? You can't get a PS5 right now. Mm-hmm. So this cross stuff is good in that sense, because the games will not be available otherwise. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. I'm fine with that. Ratchet and Clank, great game. Only a couple people could play it, you know?
Yeah.
So I will give you that, you know, because it's like the situation is a lot different than when I was saying this a year ago, you know?
No, I 100% agree with you. Now, Tony, so there is a couple features that's only available on the PC version of God of War. Of course, the graphics is going to look really, really good. You know, 4K resolution, everything like that. I know there's also NVIDIA DLSS and Reflex support.
Yeah.
Custom controllers. So, hey, you want to play, like we said earlier, DualShock. You could also use some other controllers like the Xbox, etc. Or even those third-party controllers that you could also connect that to the PC, and ultra wide support. Tony, what do you think about those features that I mentioned right there?
No, I think they're great. I don't have an ultra wide monitor, but I think it's good for people to have that, because that's becoming more and more like it's becoming bigger within the PC gaming community, right? Mm-hmm. And if you know, because I even though I don't own it, I have seen it. Ultra wide screens, you feel like you're in there, because they wrap around your head almost, you know. So I think that's really good, especially with this game. There's so much detail going on, even on the side. So I think that's good. DLSS. I'm a huge fan of that, particularly if you have like a lower like end PC, not like super old or whatever, but like, because it helps even out the frame rates and stuff. So you get good frame rates, you know, and it just changes the resolution. I think that's a great thing. I have that on, even though I kind of don't need it. My PC can handle it. I like having it on because I'm ensured that the game will run smooth all the time. And I like the fact that, yeah, it has all the basic features that you want from PC, customizable controllers. That's something I still understand how it's 2022 and this isn't a common feature for every game, you know, especially with accessibility and all that. So I'm glad we have that as well. But other than that, it's still the same great experience, man. Like, I'm playing this, I'm like, yo, this is why I love this game to begin with, man. It's still so good, the way they brought God of War into the modern age. You know, you have this Kratos that's, you know, you could really relate to, you know, especially if you're a father and all that. So it's just good. And then, you know, all those features just amplify that, because you could really see the characters' emotions, not only in their faces, but their body language and all that. So I think this is great, man. Like, if you have a 4K TV with this joint, bro. Ooh,
it looks really good. Chilling. It looks really good. Yeah, now, you prefer to go all out with the graphics, or you're more of the performance, you know, type of guy? Like, what's your style for these type of games for the PC?
Yeah, I like to have 60 minimum. I can bump it up even more if I want, like 120 frames or whatever, but 60 minimum. And even though I do prefer 4K, I will go with 1440p, because even on my television, that looks pretty good. So if I notice that 4K gives it a it's negative for the performance, then I'll bump it down to 1440, you know? So I do prefer a balance of it, because originally I was just like, I want the craziest graphics ever. But I noticed it's like, when the frame rate's down, I'm like, what's the point of this? And also, you know, a lot of people don't talk about this when it comes to frame rates. It's not just what you see, it's what you feel. Like, I, you know, will admit that the God of War game was kind of hard for me, right? Yo, I'm kicking butt because of the frame rates, because everything's just so much more responsive. As a matter of fact, the first time I experienced this was Rise of the Tomb Raider, when I played this on PC. The first time I played it was on Xbox. It was only an Xbox exclusive back in the day, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, this game's tough, you know? And then when I played on PC with 60 frames a second, I'm just bah, 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 killing everybody. I'm like, why is this so much easier? And then somebody explained, it's like, it's because of the frame rates, man. So I think it's good that we're finally getting to experience that. But also, Danny, back on what you said, right? If you played this game on PS4 and you played on PS5, you get the upgrade there. You experience the frame rates too, you know? So
that is true. That is true. Yes.
So yeah, man, for sure. It's great. All the features are fantastic, man. I'm loving it.
You know, I mean, you know, there's going to be a lot of people that never play God of War, God of War. And this is going to be like the first time playing now, because it's going to be available for the PC. I think this is the great, great game, in my opinion, to do an introduction for those that have never played this type of game before, because now you can go back again to the classics and play those God of War. I mean, it's a huge different games, because I feel like the other ones is more of like an A to B type of experience, you know, like from one story to the next. It's not like this one. I feel like this one is more open world. You do what you want. There's going to be some like the main story, but there's also side quests that the experience is going to be even longer, and you're not going to get that experience playing those older games of God of War. You get what I'm saying? So
yeah,
I think this is the perfect game for that.
Yeah, no, I didn't think about that, but you're right. This game, if you've never played a God of War, you're right. Like, it's a perfect introduction to the God of War world, to Kratos and all that. And like you said, like, yo, if you want to know more about this character's backstory, you have the previous ones, right? And then on what you said about the side quest, that's the other thing I love about this game, because I'm kind of I'm going to throw a game under the bus right now, Danny. I got to do it.
Okay, go for it.
Assassin's Creed Valhalla. I like the game, but it was too much. Too many side quests, too much fluff going on. This game has the right amount of side content, where it gives you more if you want it, but it's not an overwhelming amount, you know? And I think the fact that there's like, since there are less side quests there, they have to give more to the side quests. You know, it's like you get these full stories out of them instead of Valhalla, where it's just like a 5-minute quest and then you get like 50 of them, you know?
Yeah.
Ghost of Tsushima was like that too, actually. Like, it had it didn't have as many side quests as other games, but the quests you got were really well balanced. You got just enough, and this game does that. I think this game probably does a little more because it's open world ish, but it's not a full open world.
No, it's not full. Yeah, it's not full.
Yeah. I prefer that, to be honest.
You know? Yeah. I mean, if you compare this to like the older God of War, of course, it's an open world. You get what I'm saying? The voice acting is good. Graphically, it looks amazing. Gameplay, like you said, it's a lot of fun. Yeah. And when you play this game, you still want to continue because you want to know what's going to happen next, because the story is so interesting, you know? And of course, there's a lot of twists there. You're going to find some awesome twists in the game. And even having your son there on the side, an NPC that helps you out and everything too. And you could also control your son to do certain things in the game. It's a lot of fun. It's amazing. I really, really enjoy this game a lot, man. And I can't wait to play some more. You know, right now I'm focusing so much on Horizon Zero Dawn. And because I really want to finish that game first, because honestly, that's the game that's coming out next, the next sequel.
You have to.
Next month, you know what I'm saying? But God of War, I truly, truly highly recommend it, man. That's one of my favorite games of that year. Was that your favorite game that year too, when it came out for the PS4?
I believe so. 2018, right? I think. It wasn't.
It wasn't?
Red Dead Redemption 2 was my favorite.
Oh, yes. You know, I forgot. But God of War was top of the list for you, though, right?
Dude, God of War was there for a good chunk of the year, because I believe it came out before Red Dead Redemption, right?
Yeah. Yep.
But yeah, that's my number two, because again, replaying, I'm like, yo, this game is so good. It is so well done, man. And if you're replaying it, please replay it, because you're going to catch, because if you know the ending, you're going to look at it from the beginning, like, oh, look at the little hints they were dropping in the whole time, you know? God of War, that's a legendary game for PS4, and I'm so glad that PC users can now experience it. And also PlayStation users as well, get on PC and try it out, you know, because it's a great experience no matter what platform you're on.
Yeah, no, definitely, definitely, man. Tony, so, I mean, you know, for me, this is my first PC gaming experience. You know, I play games on the laptop, but it's not really technically official. You know what I'm saying? Like, some games will work well, some will be kind of iffy. But now that I have, you know, my PC specs is ridiculous. I think it's really good too. I have the 3080 that makes the experience even better for me. It's been great, man. I've been having a great time. You know, there are going to be some games that I'm playing and it crashes. It's typical, you know, PC stuff.
Yeah,
it happens. But so far, it's been a great experience for me, man. You know, thanks to the help from Peter and also Paris, that have been giving me tips on what to do. And even my brother, he's been playing a lot of the PC games. I think he hasn't even turned on his console in a very, very long time, because he just play his PC and he's been playing, Halo, Apex, everything on PC. Even now with League of Legends, he got into that too now. But it's been great. It's been really, really awesome for me, man.
Yeah. And it's funny you mentioned that, because that's what happened to me last year. I actually played my PC probably more than PlayStation 5. I only really played PlayStation 5 for the exclusives, right? Everything else third party, I was on PC, because the experience is just so good. It's not like the old days, man, where playing on PC was difficult, you know? It's like now it's so much easier now. Even if you want to build your own PC, it's not that hard, you know? So I'm really glad that now we have those options. You know, we have consoles, which will never go away. I know some people are like, oh, PC is going to kill God. No, it's not. They could live side by side, you know? But if you have the money and you want that extra horsepower, you get yourself a gaming PC. And speaking about laptops, you're right, because the gaming laptops, they have to balance the performance of the game so you could play it unplugged, you know? With PC, obviously, you plug it right into your wall and you're good to go. Performance all the way, you know? So I think that's definitely a good thing. So, yeah, man.
Yeah, I see your mom, I believe, is in the background.
Yeah, you cut this out. Why would I? You know, you're busy.
Yeah, it's all good. She's like,
yeah, right. Okay. Yeah, thanks, man.
Yeah. So Tony, my question to you, you know, as a person that love playing consoles and also PC, if let's say the next God of War game comes out, and it's not going to happen, but let's just say, let's make believe it's available PS4, PS5, and PC all day one, which one will you buy as a fan of the series of God of War?
Oh, PC, man.
PC.
I'm sorry, man, because the only thing I will say is, like, can I please get my PlayStation trophies? That's all I ask.
Yeah.
Right? Because right now you just get your Steam achievements. That's cool, but
It's not the same. It's not the same.
So I'll say that I will buy it on PC day one if I have my trophies and I can link to my account easily, because to me, again, it's just for myself, it's the best experience to play on PC. But if it's like I only get Steam achievements, then I have to really decide, because I have so many, you know, PlayStation trophies, I have so many platinums. I want to keep that going. But yeah, if they announce it, because Xbox does that, all my achievements come through on PC and Xbox, so there's no problem there. I want that for PlayStation, because that'll be great. You know, it's like, just have a seamless transition. Dude, yeah, I would just get it on PC the day one, without a doubt.
Yeah.
If I could sync my trophies.
Yeah, see, I've been downloading games using the Xbox Game Store, right, on PC.
Yeah.
And of course, unlock achievements there will also be available for my console. I've never downloaded an Xbox game from Steam. I'm wondering, is that something where I can unlock achievements there and also on Xbox too at the same time, or that will only be Steam games, Steam achievements? Because I've never done that before.
Oh, I did it with the Halo Master Chief Collection. I'm playing it on Steam, but I unlock my Xbox achievements.
Oh, that is smart. That's smart. See, Sony should definitely do that. Where you could link your PSN account, and even if you play it on Steam, and you're locked the achievements there, or even cross saves. I think that would be an amazing thing to do too, right? That'll be
good.
Awesome.
That'd be good.
Yeah, because sometimes, Tony, you just want to sit back, play on your TV. You don't want to sit to your PC the whole time, but
yeah.
Give us options. I think that's it.
That's all we want. We just want options. That's it. You know?
Now, what other game you would like to see from the PlayStation family to come to the PC? Because I think so far, the games that so far came out, right? I think it's been great. Horizon, God of War, I think Days Gone. I would like to see, you know, games like Ratchet and Clank will be cool. Gran Turismo, I think, will work really, really great for PC. You know, stuff like that, or any other exclusives, man. Like, there's games where I really, really enjoyed on the PS4, like Until Dawn. I love horror games. I would love that game to come out for the PC. Why not? Just release it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's, in my opinion, I would love to see that. But yeah, Ratchet and Clank for sure. Spider-Man.
Ghost of Tsushima, bro.
Oh, you know? Ghost of Tsushima. Yeah, that would be sick, dude. That'd be
great.
Yeah. So that would be your only choice?
No, I would pick that, and also because this is for the PlayStation fans that demanding 60 frames a second for this game, get Bloodborne on there. Get Bloodborne on PC, man, because that'll be really dope. Now we'll finally have all that series on PC. You know, and you know what, Demon's Souls, you know, I think that's still going to come to PC. Remember when it first released that little PC logo with something that got rid of it real quick?
Yeah.
So those two games for sure, Ghost of Tsushima. And, you know, let's go back to the older stuff, man. I want the older Uncharted, I think those are coming, right? The older Uncharted?
I think it is, right? I think so.
Yeah. Because I know for a fact, it's called the Uncharted Collection, where it has 4 and Lost Legacy. That's coming for sure.
I think that's genius. Genius.
Yeah, great. Do that. But I want to see those of Sly Cooper, Jack and Daxter. Bring all that to PC. Again, preserve the legacy of PlayStation. Why not? You know, so I'm for all of that.
Yeah. Another game, I think, even from the new ones, Returnal, I think it'll be a good game to release on PC, right? Yeah.
No, for sure. Yeah. We could put a mod in it to make it easier.
See, I'm not one of those to do cheats or anything.
I don't do that either.
That's not my thing. Back in the days when I was a kid, like, you know. But see, back then, Tony, we used to do that because a lot of these games back in the days, there was no way for you to save.
There wasn't.
There was no way to save, you know. Yeah.
Try to beat Battletoads without cheat codes. You know, it's like impossible.
Impossible. You know? Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
No, you're right about that. Returnal would be dope. That would look great on PC, man. You know, especially with ray tracing and all that other stuff. By the way, that's one thing that's God of War is missing, at least what I played. There's no ray tracing at all. You know?
Okay.
Like, yeah. I put Kratos right in front of a mirror, no reflection on. I'm like, oh, okay. That's kind of odd. I was expecting that, you know?
Yeah, you know what? When I played both God of War and Horizon, it has that same graphic style from that same engine from Sony.
Yeah.
I would love in the future for Sony to use a different engine. Just to try it out, just to see. Because don't get me wrong, it looks freaking fantastic. These games are like graphic looks amazing. But I would love to see, maybe it's because I got spoiled trying out the Unreal Engine demo.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, stuff like
Matrix, right?
Oh. Matrix, yeah. I would love to see that good. In the future, man. Like, even now that there was conversations of, I think the Epic is working on some stuff with Sony for future games. Dude, I would like to see that for PC, man, the future from them. That would be awesome. Look, I'm not one of those graphic guys, you know, but just a change, I think that would be good.
Yeah. Oh, you mean like getting those different engines on for PC games? Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because Sony uses different engines for different games. Like Naughty Dog, they use their own engine. You know, Horizon, those guys, they, you know, the Gorilla, they use the Decima engine. With Ghost of Tsushima, the Sucker Punch, they use their own engine. God of War, Santa Monica, they use their own engine. So they don't have a, it's not like Frostbite or anything like that. It's
No, hell no. Please don't, do not mention Frostbite. No, but I'm talking more of like the Unreal Engine type, like Unreal 5, you know, stuff like that.
Listen, it worked for Square Enix, right? Like, they're like, you know, we're just going to use Unreal for our games now. You know, Final Fantasy Remake, Kingdom Hearts, and it came out faster because of that engine, you know? So that would be dope. We're not going to talk about Square Enix right now. No, don't.
Now, my last question to you, Tony, you know, as a person that just got a PC, and there's probably a lot of people that they're probably going to get their PC in the future or just recently got one for the holidays. Any other games you recommend for me to check out? You know, I've been playing, you know, of course, God of War, Horizon, also GTFO, which came out on Steam. I know they had it for early access, but it officially came out, the retail version. You know, I've been playing that and, you know, the typical Halo and Forza, you know, from Xbox. But do you think there's any other games for me to try out, too, in your opinion?
You need to try your favorite game of last generation, man.
Which one?
Witcher 3.
Oh, Witcher 3, yes.
Dude, you have to. Like, that looks insane. You know, that's one right there. Even though it's still a little buggy around the edges, Cyberpunk looks fantastic. Especially with ray tracing on. Ridiculous, you know. Doom Eternal, that's another one you should try it on PC. It's not only is it really smooth, but it also looks great, you know. So those are my top three. Witcher 3, Cyberpunk 2077, and Doom Eternal. Try those out. You're gonna like it's gonna really bring the most out of your PC.
Have you played Deathloop on a PC?
No, I think I only play on PS5.
Oh, okay.
No, I haven't played on.
I know that game is available on PC also. I just was wondering like how that looks.
Yeah. I was thinking about like, no. I only played that on PS5. I do want to check it out on PC, but I'll see how that is, you know?
Yeah.
Even though it looks great on PS5, but I'm pretty sure it looks even better on PC.
Yeah, definitely. All right, Tony, but I just want to say thanks for joining in. Great conversation about, you know, God of War for the PC. Make sure for everybody to check it out, and if you're interested, buy it. I think the game is still good, even years later. Still looks amazing, even better on a PC. Anything you would like to promote, Tony? If people would like to check your show out or follow you on social? Sure.
And, you know, before I do that, obviously, you know, Danny, you know, thank you for having me on. For us, this is literally January 1st, so Happy New Year to everybody. You know, may everybody, you know, have the greatest year they possibly can, you know. But yeah, as for myself, you could check me out on Twitter at Romudeth, that's R-O-M-U-D-E-T-H. And in my bio, you'll see links to all the places I write and do podcasts for. So I'm a writer, a computing writer for Tom's Guide. We're going to have a lot of stuff, you know, for you guys, you know, it's already happened for me. I'm going to be doing a lot of CES coverage, right? So that's going to be pretty dope. I also do some games and stuff. God of War, I will be talking about that, you know, when the embargo lifts, obviously.
Yeah.
And also you can check me out on Throwdown Show on any podcast app on the planet, right? We're also on Twitch and YouTube, and it's Throwdown Show, two words, Throwdown and Show. And we're going to start, for you know, guys listening, it's already started, but for us, I'm going to start the show back up on January 6th with Throwdown, and then throw out your questions on January 9th, and we're getting ready for another hot year, you know?
Not definitely.
Yeah.
Sure, for those that are listening, make sure to go also to Spotify or Apple Podcasts and post a review. Post a review of Throwdown Show. That will help out the podcast to also climb on top of the charts. Right, Tony?
Yes, of course. Yeah. So those are great platforms. And I noticed Spotify specifically jumped up a lot for us last year. You know, we get a lot of people listening on there. So definitely check that out. Check that out, you know, in GTR as well, man. You know, great place for podcasts. And Danny, thank you for telling me about that. And Amazon, all these other really great places, man.
Yeah. So you have options. You have options, everyone.
Yes, all right. Options are good. That's the theme of this episode, options.
Options, yeah, man. Everyone, head over to GamerTagRadio.com and listen to our past episodes. And like I said, and Tony, make sure to go to your favorite podcast app and search GamerTag Radio or The Rolldown Show and review, follow us, all that good stuff. It will help us out a lot. Also, if you'd like to be part of our family discussion, maybe you didn't agree with our conversation about God of War for the PC. You're like, no, mouse and keyboards all the way. Forget about these controllers. Hey, send us an email or give us a call, and here's how.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, until next time, we'll be back here. Brand new episode of Gamer Tag Radio next week. Until next time, peace.
Peace.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.